This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Tablet. With the scene. Hello there, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. So, today's show, if you notice the title, is called In Case You Missed It, Part 1. And what we're going to do here is we're going to have a series or a set of episodes or podcasts called In Case You Missed It. And as of now, I have 6 of them lined up. And so it's a series that's going to come up. And it's not themed, or it doesn't have an overarching theme like the seasons or the elements or anything like that. And what it is basically this. On this show, if you've been listening to multiple episodes, you know that we try to make this show as radio-friendly as post-rock can get. And what I mean by that is we generally play songs less than 8 minutes, and we try to use a lot of short songs, and so we can have some nice blocks, and so we can get a lot of material into the show. So because of that, I've neglected songs that are 10 minutes and above, and a bunch of those songs are, you know, just instrumental post-rock, like the post-rock that's very epic. Instrumental rock with crescendos and stuff like that. So we've been skipping out on a lot of that because it doesn't really fit into the show time-wise. So because of that, I've had to skip out on playing a lot of great songs. And I thought that was a damn shame. So basically, what this In Case You Missed It series is going to be is a bunch of long songs. And what it is I think, so we have 6 episodes, and they're on average about four or five tracks an episode. And so the tracks are long. All of them are over 8 minutes, except I think I left the 3 songs under 8 minutes. So they're all over 8 minutes. They go up to 15. And basically what this is that a lot of these tracks are going to be instrumental rock, post-rock, from a couple of years back. Mainly, I think all the tracks are 2005 to 2007. Maybe there's a track in 2008 or 9. So they're mainly post-rock of that era, and or of that time period. And the reason for this is a lot of these songs might be familiar to you if you are a big post-rock fan. So, if you've noticed, what I generally try to do with these shows are, I try to aim towards people who are kind of in the middle of the pack, who are familiar with post-rock, but aren't exactly, you know, experts who have heard everything out there, you know? Because, obviously, if you've heard everything out there, you don't really need to find a podcast to find new music. So, we generally try to aim for the middle of the pack. And this episode, or this series, is if you are an expert, a pro on post-rock, you probably have heard every single song. Maybe there's one or two that you haven't heard that just snuck by you. And that's kind of the point. This series is In Case You Missed It. So these are post-rock songs that, in case you missed it, here they are. I'm playing them for you. So you can go and check them out. Because all of these are, I think, great songs. And I wouldn't play them otherwise. So, if you're new to post-rock, this should be very, very good for you. Nice eye-opener or whatever. If you're in the middle of the pack, maybe you know some songs, maybe you don't know some songs. So, I guess it's, you're in the middle of the pack. And again, if you're an expert, or if you've downloaded thousands of albums, you probably don't need to listen to these shows. So for the next... Oh, also, this isn't going to be 6 episodes in a row, because otherwise it would be just a real instrumental rock overload. And since there are only 4 tracks or 5 tracks a show, this is how it's going to be done. So we're going to have an episode today that you're listening to, and then 1 week later we're going to have another unrelated episode. And then 2 weeks later we're going to have an In Case You Missed It again. And then 1 week later... we're going to have another show. So basically, they're going to be staggered. It's going to be every other show, just so there won't be an instrumental rock overload. And because there are only about 4 tracks on these shows, the next podcast will come quickly after. So you won't have to wait 2 weeks or whatever for the next podcast. So anyway, let's go over what we just played. The first track was by Sick Oaks. They are a band from Sweden. The song was called Oceans on Hold, and it's off their record Seawards, which was released in 2006. These shows, in case you missed the shows, are kind of sonically themed. So I tried to bunch up songs that are fit more comfortably with one another and give a similar atmosphere. So today's show is a little upbeat and a little jazzy, stuff like that. A little upbeat, a little jazzy. All the songs are over 10 minutes, and we only have 4 tracks left. And each track is its own block, basically. So that was Sick Oaks with Oceans on Hold. Up next, coming up, is a band called Sweek. That's S-W-E-E-K. This track is called Iki, I-K-I. And it's off their record from 2006 called The Unbelievable Cinematic Crash. So here is Sweek with Iki. Thank you. All right, welcome back. These blocks, these talking blocks will be very short because we're only playing one song at a time. So in case you missed it, that track was called Iki, I-K-I, by Sweek, who is a Belgian band. All the bands in today's show are, well, foreign for my standards because I'm in the U.S. If you're from Belgium, well, not all the songs are foreign. Anyway, this next track coming up is by a Japanese band called Sargent. And I have no idea how to say this title because on my computer it's just a bunch of foreign gibberish letters. Like a, what I've written on my paper is like a dash, a 3, and an E with a squiggly line on it. Which, yeah, it's because it's, I'm guessing, Japanese characters. And it just gets all squished up on my computer. But anyway, the song is off their record called Perception of Causality, which was released in 2005. So here is Sargent with whatever you want to call it. Thank you. Alright, and welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. One track left, so you've gotten through three tracks, and there's only one track left. This track is by an Australian band. Oh well, we should say what we played, just in case you missed it. It was by Sargent, and the track was off the record called Perception of Causality. And I think it's the last track on that record. I could be wrong. So this next track coming up is by This Is Your Captain Speaking. It's called A Wave to Bridget Fondly. And the track is called... the track is off the record called Storyboard, which was released in 2005. And before we get into this track, I want to go back to what I was talking about at the beginning of the show and say that a lot of these tracks are... the show's called In Case You Missed It, because these are tracks that you should know, and here they are just in case you've missed them over your time of searching for post-rock. But I avoid... let me back up a little. I kind of structure the hierarchy of post-rock into tiers, not by quality, but by popularity. So I've mentioned this before, and I think it was the post-rock out with your post-cock out show. And that's the top tier is basically what I call the big four and the little three and tortoise. So the big four being Godspeed, Explosions, Mogwai, and Sigur Rós. The little three being Mono, Doomake, and A Silver Mount Zion. So I don't know how little those are, but compared to, I guess, the other four. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And then there's Tortoise, who always gets left out of the equation, but they've been around longer than any of them. And then you have the second tier, which is bands like This Will Destroy You, 65 Days of Static, Caspian, the Indie Halda, which are the bands that people listen to after they discover post-rock, after they discover the first tier. So most of the shows, most of the songs in today's show and in the shows coming up are generally tiers, I'm going to say 3 and 4, maybe some in 2, but none of the bands I've mentioned so far. So mainly in the middle of the pack. So that's why they are songs that could go underneath the radar. That's why you may have missed them in case you missed them. So yeah, anyway, this next track again is by This Is Your Captain Speaking. It's called A Wave to Bridget Fondly. And we'll be back next week with another show. So, and then we'll come back to In Case You Missed It after that, and so on. So here's This Is Your Captain Speaking with A Wave to Bridget Fondly. Thank you.
Thank you.